This is Dr. Carlos Moreira. I'm an orthopedic surgeon in the greater Miami area, and I'm going to be speaking briefly about the case for meniscal preservation. The knee has obviously two menisci, the medial and lateral meniscus. The lateral meniscus tends to be more of a semicircular shape, the medial meniscus more of a C shape. The medial meniscus has a little bit less of an anterior to posterior translation, about 5 millimeter motion. The lateral meniscus has about 11 millimeters of anterior to posterior motion. Thus, this makes really the lateral meniscus less likely to tear because it's able to move a little bit more freely than the medial meniscus. Most commonly with an ACL tear is the lateral meniscus, the ones that tends to be torn at the time of the injury. However, for chronically deficient ACL knees, chronically ACL deficient knees, the medial meniscus it has a higher prevalence because in the medial meniscus, since it's able to move less from anterior to posterior, starts taking the brunt of as a secondary stabilizer in the absence of a ACL. The menisci function as a shock absorbers, and they help to distribute the force of gravity through the knee. The distal femur tends to have more of a round shape at the condyles, and the tibia tends to be more relatively flat. Of course, we know that the lateral tibial plateau is a little bit more convex, while the medial tibial plateau is a little bit more concave, but certainly tend to be more flat in relationship to the medial and lateral femoral condyles. So they help to distribute the force of gravity, and they're subject to lots of hoop stress because of it. The general indications, or I should say the reasons criteria that will make a meniscal repair more likely to succeed are the following. If the patient is less than 40 years old, if the tear is less than 8 weeks old, if the tear is greater than a centimeter in length but less than 2.5 centimeters in length, in other words, an inch, if it's a longitudinal or vertical tear involving at least greater than 50% of the meniscal thickness, if the tear is in the red or the red-white zone, and you can determine this if it's 3 to 5 millimeters central to the capsule or to the peripheral rim of the meniscus, or if it's associated with an ACL injury. Now, these criteria are not set in stone, and so there is new evidence to show that really the menisci should be repaired whenever possible. Even in a very recent paper at the end of 2015, showed that comparison of meniscal repairs in people who are younger than 40 and those who are 40 years and older, there's really no particular difference in terms of the outcomes at 10 years after the meniscal repair. We also know that, in NFL players, a partial meniscectomy tends to shorten the player's career. We also know that people who undergo meniscal repair have a very high chance of returning to sporting activities or at the level that they used to do before, in comparison to partial meniscectomy, which is about maybe half of the patients. In addition, at a 9-year follow-up between people who had a partial meniscectomy and people who had a knee that was actually left alone with a meniscal tear, we see that the people who have a partial meniscectomy have a 40% incidence of DJD to the knee in comparison to those who did not have the surgery, which is 19%. So really, in the past, decades ago, people will do a complete meniscal resection, and of course we knew that they immediately got arthritis with the Fairbanks changes. flattening of the femoral condyle, decreased joint space, and so forth. But it's becoming evident that even for partial meniscectomies, the incidence of arthritis goes higher. And so really, the way I do in my practice, and I think the way that it is trending with more recent literature, is to repair the meniscus whenever possible and to do a partial resection when you must do it. A case will be a displaced meniscal tear that the tissue is just not amenable to repair. Current trends for meniscal repair also seem to be focusing on biological enhancement. Don't believe there's good data for this yet, but people like to inject platelet-rich plasma or do marrow-stimulating procedures such as drilling in the interchondral notch in order to get some bleeding to the knee at the time of the repair. Or they may be injecting a blood clot at the site of the repair, when they particularly do a horizontal meniscal repair. One of the new trends in sports medicine is to repair the meniscal tears that in the past it was an orthopedic dogma to just simply debride them. So radial tears can be repaired, and most of the time they do heal. Horizontal tears should also be repaired as well. It has been shown that tears that we used to believe were not amenable to repair because of a decreased blood supply or what have you, actually most of the time do heal, and that number is approximately about 70%. Thus, my recommendations for the management of a patient with a meniscal tear is that if it is a small tear that is stable, I tend to leave it alone with conservative management and activity modifications, particularly avoiding the high flexion activities that may put a load onto the area of the tear while it may be trying to heal. If the tear continues to be symptomatic, then surgery can be offered, trying to make an attempt to repair it. Every patient that is scheduled for or that you believe you may have to do a partial meniscectomy should be consented for meniscal repair, because the number one goal should be to repair the meniscus. Staple tears can be left alone, or if surgery is performed, you could just perform trephination or some other of biological enhancement in order to enhance the healing process. Unstable tears, then they should be reduced if they're displaced and repaired whenever possible. If a partial meniscectomy needs to be done, even in the face of a meniscal repaired, I tend to do a minimal debridement, trying to leave all the healthy tissue behind and not resect anything that is still healthy. With resection of really only that which may cause mechanical symptoms on the patient. Thank you.